Thursday, December 12th. That is me screaming. Why? I hate taking those 6-hour standardized tests for math, science, and reading comprehension. You know, the one where your normally nice and friendly teacher suddenly turns into a maximum security prison guard and marches around the room slapping the test booklet on your desk? Then, at the beginning of the test, she clicks this little stopwatch and yells, "You may begin now." And at the end of the test, she clicks the little stopwatch again and yells, "Please stop now." Then she says, "Put down your pencil. Do not turn the page. Put your hands above your head. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. You have the right to an attorney." OMG! It's enough to scare the snot right out of you. No wonder students perform so poorly on these tests. But the worst part is that they compare your test scores with the scores of kids in your state and across the nation. This makes you look really bad because the kids from those faraway schools are never as stupid as the kids in your own school. And since stupidity is more contagious than chickenpox, there is no way you can beat the test scores from those other schools. Especially when you sit next to a 17-year-old guy who's still in 8th grade and still eats boogers. So, under the circumstances, why would you even try to do well on the test when you already know your score is going to be lousy? I'm just saying. That's why I'd like to see a Connect the Dots standardized test. Each student fills in those little circles on his/her answer sheet. And the test score is based on how cute and creative his/her picture is. This type of testing would be more fair, and most important, a lot easier. I can't wait to score in the top 1% of the nation with all those smarty pants and earn an academic scholarship to Harvard University. All because of my fabulous masterpiece, Butterfly Bliss in Number 2 Pencil. Nikki Maxwell, 8th grade, December 12th. Am I not brilliant?